a laugh, there's a helping people. But Tom Fire's talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's my mate, Water Toaster. Oh, it's my mate, Water Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's my mate, Water Toaster.
My Mate Bought a Toaster. My name's Tom Price, and Shazia Mirza is my guest this week. 20 minutes ago, she logged on, and over the last 20 minutes, we have just gossiped. And I can't put any of this out, Shazia. None of this can go
really?
On the podcast.
Oh, that's such a shame. It is the hot gossip about the state of white men in Britain. It would go down a storm.
On GB News, maybe. So, Shazia, thank you very much for joining me on My Mate Bought a Toaster. Thank you for giving me all your Amazon information. That's very generous of you.
Nobody has ever asked for it, I have to be honest. And I can't even remember the things I've ordered.
Good. Well, listen, don't look at them. I'm just going to go through them. You just sit back and relax. And I'm going to take you on a little journey into the past of someone I like to call Shazia Mirza. Oh, are you ready?
The woman I used to be.
The woman you used to be. So we're going to go back now. We're going to go back to aeons ago, 2014. All right, 2014. The 1st of September, 2014, you bought a slate house sign name door number. You bought a number to put on a front door. Do you remember? The $11.99 this cost you. Do you remember why you bought
this? Wow. Well, I think, Tom, it's because I needed a number for one of my many houses.
Ah, the property empire. I see. There it is. There she's been spending her stand-up cash on bricks and mortar.
The years that I grafted on the circuit, driving up to Manchester for 50 quid. I mean, I saved those £50 and I bought myself a door number for my, I think it must have been my fourth house at that point. We're talking Walthamstow back in the day, Leighton. You know, it's not Hampstead. I owned a flat when I was a teacher.
Yes, of course. You were a teacher before you did this. Yes.
I was a science teacher, so I could get a mortgage. And you know what? I think I bought my first flat for £79,000. And I think it was a two-bedroom flat in Walthamstow 20 years ago.
Anyone under the age of about 35 listening to this is currently being sick in their hand,
thinking I'm a multi-millionaire. But, you know, I'm not Russell Howard, so I'm not. I think that's what happened. I think it was a door number for the flat I owned.
So you were a teacher and you stopped teaching when? When was the moment when you put teaching aside and took up this ridiculous career?
I think it's when they kindly, politely asked me to leave. That's the time. But it ended when they said, Shazia, we don't think you're very interested in science. And I said, I think you're right.
How long did you teach it for?
I was a teacher for years, for about 10, 12 years. And even when I started stand-up, I was teaching still. I just remember, going to a nightclub while I was teaching. Mm. I went to a nightclub. It was an all-night rave. Oh. And I bumped into this man. He was a bit dodgy. Anyway, he said to me, what do you do? And I said, oh, I'm a teacher. He said, what do you teach? I said, science. He said, could you get me some pestles and mortars? Because there's some things that I need to crush up. And I was like, what? He goes, listen, just get me some pestles and mortars and I'll give you some stuff for free.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is this? But you know something? I was so bored. I remember going to school that day and I cleared out the cupboards of pestles and mortars. And next time I went to the nightclub the next Saturday night, I gave him a bag of pestles and mortars.
You are joking.
No.
Shazia?
And I know. And I had to stop teaching when I started stealing tripods and giving them to the strangers in nightclubs. I had to stop.
This is like a sort of a British Breaking Bad.
And I was a teacher. Oh, can I just clarify this by saying I was actually a really good teacher. Like the content I taught was very good.
Sure.
It's just that I was stealing the equipment and giving it to dodgy men in nightclubs. I mean,
so you were taking from the British state And giving to drug dealers. You were a supplier, but did you get some good discounts?
I mean, he gave me a bag of weed. Look, I don't do drugs, but he gave me a bag of weed once. And I just gave it away. Okay, not to the students, just to my friends.
Fine.
But kids loved my lessons. I was very creative. I was very inventive.
I bet you were. High as a kite you were. No wonder.
It's just that they
don't put your faces near those pestle and mortars, kids. Do not sniff anyone near those pestle and mortars. All right, listen. 13th of November 2014. This is interesting. This is nice. The K9Q, sometimes you got to fall before you fly. Hardback case cover for the iPhone. 99p for an inspiring quote on your iPhone.
That's just not like me at all. I'm not into. Sometimes you've got to fall before you fly.
Yeah, you're not a meme machine, are you, Shazia?
And also, 99 pence.
That's so crap.
That's very cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you bought it. Yeah, it's rubbish. It's 99p means it's going to be made of air and hope for that little.
I must have died on my arse that night. Sometimes you have to fall before you fly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what that. I'm on my third iPhone now. I bought it last week, actually. It's an iPhone 13 now.
Oh, good. Welcome along. I've got a 13 as well. Yeah. Welcome to the present.
I had a 7 Plus before this.
Oh.
And I loved it because the screen was really big.
Yeah, but the leap you've made now, you must be thrilled. Have you gone for a Pro Max? Have you gone for a big one?
No, there was no need for it because my 13 now has got a lot of storage.
Oh, yeah, talk to me.
Mine's 512 gigabytes of storage.
Oh, come on.
And my iPhone 7 Plus had 32 gigabytes of storage.
And how long? That must have just been full for years.
So I've gone from 32...
Yeah.
To 512.
Oh,
this is ridiculous.
Let's keep going through 2014, shall we? The Baby Bliss Pro Ionic Thermal Brush.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Tell me. Talk to me.
I absolutely recommend this. You know, the Babyliss Iconic Pro. It's a hair dryer. It's a heater. It's a curler. It's a styler.
Wow.
I've used it for years. It's so brilliant. And you know what? It's like you can do your hair at home and you don't have to have a blow dry. It's really amazing.
Wow. $33.99 for a life-changing bit of hair kit there.
I mean, I've used it for years and years.
So do you when you go and do telly stuff, do you do your own hair with that or just someone else?
I don't now because when I go to do TV, they do it for me. But when the pandemic was on and when I had to do things online, I did it using that and it was fantastic. And, you know, they've got this thing now, the Dyson hair dryer.
Yes, it's a beast.
Everybody raves about, but it's 500 quid.
What is going on with Dyson. The Dyson premium that you have to pay?
This guy Dyson. I mean, he's got this hair dryer with all these bits, appliances attached.
Yeah.
£500 for a hair dryer.
Also, how much money are service station toilets making for them to be putting Dyson hand dryers in there? What is going on there? There's
he's
a scam.
Got the hand dryers, the hair dryers, the Hoover. And to be honest, I mean, the handheld Hoover. And also, what about the air purifier.
Yeah. And it's more of a fan. It's like a weird sort of long oval shape. And it costs hundreds.
Well, I've heard it's not that good. I've been to people's houses where they've had this air purifier. And it's also a heater. It's a heater and an air purifier.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not great. But it looks spectacular.
And it's one of those middle-class things, isn't it, of putting it in your house as a display. Look how well I'm doing. I've got Dyson everywhere. Brand me up, bitch.
It's 500 quid as well.
Yeah, for a fan. It's just fan, mate. It's just fan. And what I love about these things is when you go into the detail of what they offer, you know, the Dyson, it does all this sort of sci-fi talk and it's nonsense.
It's very sci-fi, but the Dyson, it's called an air blade. I mean, the hair thing is called the air wrap, the Dyson air wrap. It's a hair wrap. But the air blade, what's amazing about it is it makes no noise. It's totally silent.
Good.
And also it uses very low energy.
That is, okay, all right.
It's environmentally friendly.
Well, with fuel costs being what they are, if you use an old hairdryer now, that's probably like £10 a pop, isn't it, just to dry your hair now. So actually, that's a good point. My matey boy. right. Also, you bought The Art of Film Acting, A Guide for Actors and Directors, 18th of November, 2014.
You know, you always have to buy books in the business for your work, action books, comedy books. And I think, you know, if you're writing a sitcom or a sitcom pilot, you do have to read books, unfortunately, and kind of study up. And kind
it does help, doesn't it? It does help.
You've got to really work at your craft. I mean, not these days as much because you've got the internet. If you can get famous off the internet, I mean, why do you want to buy a book like this?
I mean, how do you feel when, you know, I would go to a stand-up gig and I'd have 15 observations to attempt to communicate to the audience and none of them connected and that was it. And I'd drive all the way home from Exeter thinking, well, that's fine, I'll just come up with 15 more. And yet now, you sit there at home and you do a little video of you. I saw one the other day of this bloke. He's absolutely dreadful. It's just him reacting to what dads do when there's a helicopter. And it's just him looking up at the air, up at the sky for the helicopter. And I'm like, wow, mate, you put that, if you did that on the circuit, if you went on stage and went, dads do this, don't they, when there's a helicopter, they look up. And he's had 2 million views.
A lot of it now is personality based.
Mm, that's us fucked then, isn't it?
I did a panel show recently. And on this panel show, which is a stand-up comedy panel show, I was the only comedian on.
Oh, my God.
The other people that were on were Bez from Happy Mondays.
Oh, classic. Top bands, Bez. Yeah, go on.
They had Bez on, and then they had Oti Mabuse, the judge from Strictly.
Sure. Good. And love her.
And they had Gemma Collins.
Wow, okay.
And I remember turning up, it's a comedy panel show, and I said, Am I the only comedian? And they said, yeah. And I said, why? And they go, well, we don't need to have all comedians on now because we've got these personalities who are just as funny and they're good value.
Were they funny? Were they funny?
Listen, when he said to me they're good value, this phrase, good value, I know what it means. I mean, but when... What I know is when Bez was on, the end result is he was funny. Mm. He was funny because he said stupid things.
Are you sure it wasn't John Bishop?
That's
definitely Bez.
That's hilarious because the running joke of the night was Bez and John Bishop's teeth.
Why?
Somebody said, "Oh, John Bishop's called Bez. Can he have his teeth back?"
Okay, or
Bez told a story about teeth, and they went, "Are you sure it wasn't John Bishop's teeth?" It was the running joke was John Bishop's teeth. So it's so funny you've said that.
Classic.
But you know what? In a way, you don't need stand-up comedians because you've got these people who are just kind of naturally funny from telling stories about their lives.
But you're always going to need clowns, Chazzy. You'll always need clowns. That is a business as old as the other one.
The art and the craft of stand-up is the most difficult, the most amazing. But at the same time, if you can get on somebody with some teeth that look false and they've got a funny stories to tell, listen, there's loads of them. There's Bez, there's Rylan, there's Gemma Collins.
Do you think they all share the same teeth? Do you think there's just one set of celebrity teeth and they all just hand them around so they can never work on the same day?
I mean, there's so many people now. That people say to me, where do you get your teeth done? And I'm like, my teeth are real. It's because everybody else has got false teeth.
It's insane. I saw Rylan was hosting an awards ceremony I went to watch the other night and... am I allowed to say this? Because I'm worried that I'm straying into body shaming territory, but I guess his teeth is his choice. They're just unbelievable. Like, it's like halogen headlights on a new BMW.
But when these people die...
there is a light that never goes out. His light will shine on. I mean, it literally will.
And they have to be identified by their teeth. None of these people... going to be identifiable because they're all going to have the same teeth.
Oh my God.
Because normally,
so they're gonna have a body. All they've got is dental records to identify the body, and they're like, "Well, this could be John Bishop, it could be Ryland, or it could be Bez." Time to make some phone calls.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my mate bought a toaster.
All right, okay, we're going to move on. Shazia Mirza here on My Mate Bought a Toaster. 27th of May 2015, you bought the Songmikes 10-tier shoe rack. This is one of my favourite shoe racks, actually, Songmikes. They do make a lovely shoe rack, £31.90. It's the code number, in case you want it, guys, LSR10H. That is the shoe rack we're talking about here on My Mate Bought a Toaster. Shazia, your thoughts on the Songmikes 10-tier G-rack.
Look, there was a time when I bought a lot of shoes. When I was touring around the world, I mean, I'd go to vintage clothes shops like in San Francisco and LA, and I'd buy some fabulous shoes. I had great shoes. But then, you know what it's like. When you start stand-up, you wear the same clothes all the time.
Yep.
I went to the same gigs, wearing the same clothes, the same shoes. And then I just stopped dressing up and I stopped wearing them. But I just thought, I don't want to give these shoes away because they remind me of all the places I've been to and gigged in the world. I went to do a gig once in Kosovo. Kosovo, the British Council took me to Kosovo to do a stand-up comedy gig in a cave with a Swedish comedian called Henrik Elmer. And we were in this cave doing a stand-up comedy gig to soldiers. A lot of them, just after the war in Kosovo and Bosnia, and these soldiers, there were American soldiers, and there was like a very old vintage shop, and I bought a pair of shoes from there. And these were like a memento of my gig in Kosovo. And I just didn't want to give them away. And so I stored them all. And so I had to buy an extra shoe rack to house the shoes. And I've still got a lot of them.
Why don't you do the story of your life? Forget My Mate Bought a Toaster. The story of your life via your shoes. That's a great TED Talk, right? That's a great show.
It's a shit show. You mean shoe show?
Only if they're shitty shoes would it be a shit show. But I like that as a reminder of all the places you've been. I had a similar thing with my dog. I always used to buy the same dog walking shoes. And when they got worn out, I sort of kept them because they reminded me of a chunk of 4 or 5 years of walking my dog intensely.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a strong reminder.
I'm telling you.
Shazia's yawning at my dog story there.
Have you still got that dog?
No, she died 6 weeks ago.
Really? How long did you have her?
15 and a half years.
Oh, really? Oh, that's the thing you see with dogs and cats. I remember, do you remember Russell Brand from back in the day?
I remember him, yeah. What's he doing now?
He got cancelled himself, and then people cancelled him, I think. I think he's genuinely, I think he's actually cancelled.
He's got a revolving cancel door going on, yeah.
I mean, I don't think he will ever get out of the cancellation zone.
No. He's on a cancelling carousel. That's what he's doing.
I think every time he tries to climb out of that carousel, the door comes round again and he gets
Oh, back in. But it's all right. I'm whimsical. It's fine.
He had a cat called Morrissey, and when the cat died, he said he was very devastated, and he said, "You know, that cat is a reminder to me of everything I've been through in the 15 years that I had that cat. That cat was my constant in my life when everything else was just mental and all this and that." And I think, you know, when you've had a pet for so long, like 15 years, that was probably the constant in your life, whatever was going on in your life.
Totally. It's like a clothes horse, but instead of clothes, it's all your memories and experiences and emotions. Yeah. And they sit and they drape themselves over this animal. You know, you've got shoes to signify your journey, Shazia. Yeah. And we had animals. Do you have animals in your life?
No. We used to have a pet hamster.
Okay.
When I was a child, but I brought it home for the summer holidays against my parents' wishes. Anyway, the tail got trapped in the cage door, and I had to take the hamster back to school with half a tail.
Oh, God.
And we never had it was quite traumatic because I felt like I murdered the gerbil, basically. I think, you know, a lot of people got a dog during the lockdown, didn't they?
Yes, there was a lot of lockdown puppies. Yes, yeah.
But I didn't want to get something because of the moment. I wanted to get, I want to get something that I want, and I want it forever, and I want to know that I'll be able to look after it. You know, so I think
shoes. I will, you need a shoe.
I will get a dog eventually.
Oh, good. Okay.
But
oh, good.
In the all meantime, right. I'm just going to have my shoes.
Here's the thing. 10th of January, 2016. I mean, here's a book that, you know, we all need to read. Instant Influence and Charisma by Paul McKenna.
Oh, my God. You know, I do think Paul McKenna is amazing in some ways, the way that he keeps churning out these books. And I, a fellow comic, Zoe Lyons, actually, she said to me, this is a years ago, she said to me, have you listened to Paul McKenna's I Can Make You Confident? And I said, no. She said, you know what? He has this hypnotic CD that comes with the book. And she said, it's really helped me. I play this CD before a gig and it's really helped me. And then I remember some really famous comedians going to see Paul McKenna. And after they'd been to see him, their stand-up totally went to a whole new level. And there were a lot.
He was involved with a lot, because Paul Dudridge, who's a good old mate of mine, Paul Dudridge used to work with Paul McKenna, didn't he? Do you remember? And there was a whole gang of them, including McIntyre, worked with them.
That's exactly what I know, that Paul Dudridge sent a load of his then clients to Paul McKenna. And afterwards, I have to say, they got funnier, they got more confident, they started to fly. And when Zoe said this to me, oh, there's a CD with it. And then I had another friend who was overweight, and she said, oh, I've been, and she lost loads of weight. And I said, oh, have you been exercising or have you been on a diet? She said, no. She said, I've been listening to Paul McKenna's I Can Make You Thin. She said, he's got a book out called I Can Make You Thin, and there's a CD, a DVD, like a CD with it, and it's a hypnotic CD. And she said, I do it every night before going to bed, and I've lost loads of weight.
No way. I mean, Paul McKenna has a bit of a sort of Noel Edmonds naff piss take about him. People are always a bit Paul McKenna, almost a bit of a punchline. And actually, we need to reevaluate that. When you think as well about smokers, the number of smokers who probably owe their lives to this guy, because he did huge amounts of stuff.
I mean, I was talking to somebody and they said, look, he might have this kind of bonkers image, but there is definitely something about him. And I started listening to his hypnosis CD, the confidence one. And I've got to say, I don't know what it is, but every time I played that CD before a gig, I had a fantastic gig. I had a really great show. Things just changed. And I do believe in hypnosis, because the science of it, the psychology of it, is that everything is stored, most things are stored in your subconscious. You know, nobody is operating at the subconscious level 24 hours a day.
Speak for yourself, mate.
We are very surface. We're on the surface. And really, the damage that has been done to us in our lives, the things that we really think and feel, our self-esteem, it's all in the subconscious. And Paul McKenna deals with the subconscious. And, you know, if you can't afford to kind of go and see a hypnotist or have therapy, you just play this CD. Honestly, it has an effect. And there is something hypnotic about Paul McKenna's voice.
Right. So does he?
He does it. It's his voice. It's his voice. It's his voice on the CD. And I've got to say, it has worked for me.
If there was a Shazia Mirza, I Can Make You, how would that sentence finish? What would your life expertise be in a Paul McKenna type package?
I think because of the time that we live in, and there's so many people that are, you know, mental health now. I mean, come on, like 5-10 years ago, nobody had heard of this word, mental health.
Nobody, I know, it's two words. But
nobody, what meant? I just never heard this phrase.
I know. I remember it came into politics all of a sudden and like,
and
what?
Now there's campaigns, there's Mental Health Awareness Week, there's programs about it, there's, you know, I mean, there's just, it's just so much about it. Programs, people have discussions on the radio. And
this is good though, right? This is all good, don't you think?
It has to be, because it's kind of it's a reflection of our time, that this is how people are really feeling. And so now they're talking about it, and it's really affecting people in a bad way. But I think when I speak to people and they say, oh, I'm feeling down, I'd say, what's wrong? And they'd go, oh, you know, I just don't feel happy. And I know it's really difficult to be happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life. This is just not possible. And people said to me, are you happy? And then they say, you know, I don't feel happy. So if I was to create something, I think it'd be like, I can make you happy. Okay. I can make you happy, because we don't know what happiness is. It's fleeting. Happiness is fleeting. It's momentary. Mm. You know, you have moments of happiness, flashes of happiness.
And you often only really appreciate them after they've gone. As soon as you're aware of it, it's gone. It evaporates.
Yeah. You look back and you think, you know what? You think back to your last holiday, or you think, you know what? That's the last time I was happy, was when I was lying on that beach in Florida and this and that. But you look back and it's a moment. I don't hear people say, oh, you know, I'm really happy.
No, neither do I, but that's because they're with me. But no, I take your point. I take your point. So Shazia Mirza's I Can Make You Happy is going to be published with HarperCollins next year. We are moving on to 2018. You've bought a magnetic card holder for business cards. Someone's networking. That cost 82p. You're not a particularly big spender on these. Some of these items.
I'm glad I didn't spend that much on that, because nobody has card holders these days.
No one's got business cards anymore.
Nobody's got business. All of a sudden, one day, that got wiped out, business cards.
Internet, again, ate it up for its breakfast, for its internet breakfast.
It's just like, Google me.
Yeah, man.
Now, I remember going to a party and this woman went, Google me. And I was like, I can only Google you if I know who the fuck you are. I mean, I can't just Google, you know, black woman at a woman's do 22nd of February. She was like, Google me. I'm like, nobody has cards anymore. It's just everything is on the internet.
Aquasphere Kalman goggles. You bought some swimming goggles.
I go swimming every day. I go swimming in Hampstead Ladies Pond every day.
Do you do the whole year?
Not every day. I mean, when it's really cold, I go swimming in an outdoor heated pool. But I go swimming in Hampstead Ladies Pond a lot, and cold water swimming is really good for you. But I go there, and it's full of mainly old women in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and they swim there all year round. These women are amazing. And there's also a men's pond, but I have to say there's less people in that. It's really a cottaging point for gay men at the men's pond. Okay. The women's pond, they actually do swim. The men's pond, they kind of just pick each other up. But there's also a mixed pond.
What happens there? Presumably just loveless bickering?
Yeah.
What a lovely thing to do. What a great lifestyle. So you get up after a night's gigging, so you get up nice and late in the morning, go for a lovely swim, go and have a little look over the barrier, see who's dogging today over in the men's ponds. Have you watched the Ponds documentary on Netflix? It's wonderful.
No.
Oh, it's great. It's set there. It's set very much where you go. You're probably in it, love. You're probably making your Netflix debut.
I remember watching a film called Hampstead, and there's some lovely shots of Hampstead. And it's based on a true story of a man who set up a squat in Hampstead Heath. And he started...
Yes. And he kept it, didn't he? Spoilers.
It's an amazing story. But the ponds, is it certain Hampstead Heath?
Go on Netflix.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's all your type. Oh, it's delightful. It's a documentary. It's the most gentle, beautiful thing. My friend Marianne watched it. She got massively into outdoor swimming. And then my wife, Beth, is now a massive outdoor swimmer. Sorry, she's a big fan of outdoor
swimming.
It's
really good for you.
And she swears by it. But she wears a wetsuit. She's a wetsuit scum.
I think that's cheating. Look, I've got a wetsuit.
Yeah, me too.
And in the winter, when it was like 2 degrees and you can only go in for about 5 minutes, I did wear a wetsuit then. But it's still not the same. I love the feel of the cold water on my skin. The shock of it. It's really life-affirming.
Because the way your body reacts, it's like someone fires up an old combi boiler inside you. Like the pilot light kicks in and suddenly you feel like your body is its own thing.
And you know
it's
what?
Weird.
You sleep really well after it. And, you know, it's really good for blood circulation. And it really makes you feel alive. To be in touch with your body and make you realize the shock of something. The shock of anything makes you feel alive. And going into really cold water is a shock to the body.
Yes, we need metaphorical paddles on our chest every day, shocking us into stuff. I love this. The Concise Art of Seduction, 16th of January 2019.
By Robert Greene.
Yes, tell us about this.
Well, somebody told me about Robert Greene. Robert Greene is a kind of Paul McKenna type character. Except his speciality is dealing with the relationships between men and women. And this is one of his most famous books, The Art of Seduction. And he says that this is an art, it's a science, and how you can seduce people. A woman can seduce a man can seduce a woman, but not in the same way. And how to get people to like you, how to get people to work with you, how to get the man that you want or the woman that you want. And it seems quite conniving and kind of engineered the way he talks about it, but he's absolutely right about it, about the way.
As it worked.
Yeah.
As like, it worked.
There are things that attract you to people and you don't know, like kind of mystery. Obviously there's a physical aspect, how you look. There's also the mysterious aspect about people and about how it's funny because he says a big thing about him is like not giving too much away. And
interesting. For us stand-up comics, that's difficult. In fact, for anyone, internet again, here it is again.
We live on the internet where everything, you've been on Instagram, it's about showing everything to everyone.
Yeah. And you're going to go on a date and that guy is going to be like, right, Shazia Mirza, love that first date. Let's go and look at all of her stand-up. Let's go and look at her Instagram and her Twitter, and that's it. And then next time you have a date, everything you say to him, he's going to say, yeah, I know.
I know, the mystery's gone. And I think that's why it's, you think you know people. You think you know a lot about that person. And you don't make necessarily that much effort in getting to know them because you've Googled it.
Yeah, or listen to their entire Amazon history on a podcast.
Oh my days, this is so embarrassing. I don't remember buying all these silly little strange things. I swear on my life, I was forced by my wife with an ABBA penknife that I bought on ABBA. Wait a minute.
Shazia Mirza, we are running out of time on My Mate Bought a Toaster today. So let's just go for the last couple of things that you've bought here. January 2021, right? This is the most recent stuff we've got. And we are looking at Bossy Pants by the comedy genius that is Tina Fey. We love her.
Yeah.
Medicated calamine anti-itch lotion. Are you an itcher? Are you a scratcher?
I think what this was, I was going on the island with Bear Grylls and I was told to, they said to me, you're going to get bitten to death by sandflies and mosquitoes.
Oh, that's when I went on the island with Bear Grylls. What? What did you just say?
I did Celebrity the Island with Bear Grylls and we were told you're going to get bitten to death by sandflies and mosquitoes. Can you please get a list of stuff? And I think the anti-itch lotion, antihistamine was on that list.
How was Celebrity the Island?
It was horrific. I was on there with Mark Watson.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
We had a terrible time.
Why?
Terrible. It was awful. Death by sandflies and mosquitoes. I nearly got attacked by a stingray. Ooh. We were starving to death. We lost 2 stone.
What?
There was a tsunami. It was an absolute horror show. But do you know something, Tom? It was life-affirming. After that, we really saw life in a different way.
The electric paddles, the shock.
A lot of people need a shock to the system.
And yours was losing weight with Mark Watson.
Oh, right. It was what they call a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
How long were you there for?
A month.
A month?
Well, a lot of people. Mark didn't make the month. He left after 3 weeks. People left after 2 weeks. Somebody left after a few days. I made it to the end. Only five of us made it to the end.
Who made it to the end? Remind me.
It was me, Lucy McElbrough from The Only Way Is Essex, Ryan Thomas from Coronation Street, Ewan Thomas, the Olympic athlete, and Dr. Sarah Kyatt, and Melody Thornton, one of the Pussycat Dolls.
Wow. Just you with Olympic athletes, doctors, and Pussycat Dolls.
Yes, yeah.
Would you ever do anything like that again?
I think once you've done it, you've done it. You don't need to do it again. But it really was a test of mind over matter. Survival is mental strength over physical strength. In the long run, it's about the mind, which is why Paul McKenna would be totally the best person to listen to.
Yeah. And also, you know, this is a place where you can go without the internet. Shazia, we've established how much you hate the internet today. So, you know, you are free of that when you're on the island.
Thank you.
How was it? The thing I'm always interested, and I talked to Shappy about this because she did I'm a Celebrity. If you are doing something like the island, you are on the whole, they are filming you the whole time, man. You've got to be, like, do you just forget about the cameras and pretend it's not happening? Or does that just exhaust you beyond belief? How is that element of it?
I'm a Celebrity is a bit different because they give you food. When I was on the island with Bear Grylls, there was no food. I did all the fishing. And so, you know, that was the difficult bit, is that we were properly struggling to survive.
Yeah. You literally were struggling to survive, hence why it's called Survivors. Well, listen, Shazia, you are a survivor. Thank you so much for letting me romp through your Amazon purchase history. This has been amazing.
Thank you.
Incredibly enlightening. I think we've all established that Paul McKenna needs to give us all confidence and hope and a will to live. And we've established the internet's a terrible thing. Any other business? I don't think so.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Shazia, it's been great.
Thank you.
It's
my made water toaster. Oh, it's my made water toaster. My made water toaster. Toaster for my love, thank God, toaster.
Shazia Mirza on My Mate Bought a Toaster. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Next week, Jay Rayner is going to be my guest. I am about three quarters of the way through editing that episode, editing that episode. And it's very, very good indeed. It'll be on the Patreon. You know about the Patreon. If you want to support the show and get episodes early and ad-free, patreon.com/toasterpod. Really needs a song to end, doesn't it, that one?
Patreon.com/toasterpod. Patreon.com/toasterpod.